Okay. Do you hear us? Hello? Munich?
Yes, please.
You hear us? You can hear us? Very
yes,
good.
I can hear you.
Yeah, welcome in the studio. Welcome live on show.
Thank you.
You are a member of the Refugee Struggle for Freedom.
Yes.
Can you tell me about who you are as an organization?
These organizations, Refugees Struggle for Freedom, is a group of the refugees who are fighting for their rights, basic human rights, according to the United Nations. So we are from different countries, from different areas. So all these groups are in all over the Bavaria, especially. We are from here. And we are struggling from last 1.5 years.
Okay, and right now you did some kind of a protest march through Bavaria?
Yes, we make many demonstrations, many protest march before we walk from Wolfsburg to Berlin, 500 kilometers roundabout. And after that, there was a Rindermarktplatz. We make a hunger strike there in Rindermarktplatz, 8 days. And after brutally police beat us and bring out from that strike, they destroy us. And after that, we plan that again we have to go on the front of the media, on the front of the people of Germany to show our bad conditions and bad situation in the lagers and our life, that how when they are not accepting our cases, how brutally they are behaving us in different departments. And that's why we start a protest march from Wolfsburg and Bayreuth to München. So two routes started work and direct they walk around about 300 kilometers, and yesterday we reached München.
Okay, and I think in Bavaria you have this stuff called Residenzpflicht, and that's why police troubles you?
This is the matter of very, we look on this way that the borders all over the Europe is finished, but the Germany make border inside the country only for non-citizens, for refugees. We did not accept such kind of restrictions. We said it is against the United Nations resolutions for the rights of basic human rights. So you cannot make a prisoner a person in the area that you cannot leave. So we don't not respect such kind of behavior from the authorities. So that's why we started to walk, and we walk, and the government try their best to stop us and crush this protest march in the way, everyday police attack. But we reach in München, all the brutal behavior which they did us, but we reached in München.
Yeah, even though you had a very hard way, we followed you on several newspaper articles, and you also have like an information, a general information system in the internet. Many of you on different places were sent back to your accommodation in Würzburg because of the residential law.
I wanted to clarify a little bit that when we started our march from Würzburg and Bayreuth, then police started checkup and started to control. With the name of control, they started hardly and talk with us. And after that, slowly, when we were going to next city, they were increasing their pressure and their threatening starts more. First they check and they make us separated. After they started to throw in the loggers, not only in Würzburg, Bayreuth, Passau, Degendorf, Regensburg, everywhere all over the Bavaria, the people are from different places. Refugees were from different places, so they started to throw their, with the chains in their hands and in their foot, like a prisoner, like a criminals. And after they started to threat that we will make you fine, we will send you the fines you have to pay, and after they stop some social money, which they give a little bit before, after they increase more, and they threaten us that we will put you in the police, said that we will put you in prison for 3 or 6 months, and we did not need any judge or any court. We have court inside the police station. So when we did not accept and we just walk in different cities, they throw us in our loggers, and next morning we again come back in our protest march, and we continue like this way. They throw back and we come back, and in the last stage they said that now we have to, then in the last step, especially in Freising, very brutally behaved, and it was a brutal attack in Freising in Route B, and also on the other route. They put on the grounds, they scratch our heads in the ground in the raining season, and they also hit us in our backs. Some boys and many boys are injured now when the police lost near the München started to beat us. And they catch the girls who are supporting us from their hairs and from their legs, and they did not care, and the police forget all kind of humanity. Very brutal way. That time we feel that we are in war. It looks like we are peacefully seated here, and they are crushing us and hitting us like we are in the war. But we did not show any kind of thing. We just stay peacefully, but they were pulling us, and at last they said, we are making against you some charges that you fight with the police. We say, okay, give chance to the media. Media make movies, then they will show all over the world that we are doing something or you are doing something. But they stopped the media. They did not allow media to make movies, and they stopped the way of the media. So this way they behave all over the way, in the way they make all of this behavior. That's why we were so afraid when we reached München, that 15 days from last 15 days, they are beating us. They are hitting us, they are threatening us, and we were so much in pressure when we reached yesterday in München. That's why we come in DGB office, DGB building, to save our lives.
And when you came into that office, they let you in, but you said that, or you stayed overnight there now?
Yes, in DGB office, yesterday we reached here. We stay here, and when we reach here, we feel little safe, that this is only the place in München where we can save our bodies from the police torture and such agencies torture. So when we stay here, we decide that we will stay here, and peacefully we will stay here and save our life here. We come here to save our life. We don't want to occupy any place, just we came here to save our lives, and we are waiting. So today morning we make a press conference, and we tell, we ask for the DGB and all other political parties that show us your position, that you are with Harman's statement, which he give, that human rights are only for the citizens of Germany, or which is against the United Nations, that United Nations speak the human rights are equal all over the world, and basic human rights are for all over the refugees. But Thurman said, no, human rights are only for the German citizens.
So you have at least one answer from a politician who clearly says these rights are only for German citizens.
Yes, which is against the human nations, and that's why we called the press conference, and yesterday police in the night speak that we will allow you, if you wanted to go other place, we will allow you one night safe way to reach other place in the München, only for one night. So after that, we have more threat, because Herman said no rights for these people, and the police said that only one night we will leave you, because there was big demonstration yesterday in München. Thousands German people support us, and they come in the streets. In the demonstration, this will put more pressure on the government and on these departments. That's why they did not attack yesterday. But today we have more fear than when policemen speak that only one night we will let you free, and this night you are free and we will do nothing. That's why we are more in threat and we are inside the house. And we also speak to DGB and other parties that come for solidarity with us and show your position that you are with the statement of Arman, or you are with the humanity, with the human, as a human being. You support the United Nations Charter that all the rights, basic human rights, are equal in the people. And are you with the refugees or are you with the Arman statement?
Okay, and you expect, with the power of solidarity of other political parties, you expect a pressure on the actual government? What do you expect?
When we start the march from both routes and many parties speak to the government that finish this residence place, they give their statements in the newspaper, in the television, and many important personalities give their statements that finish this residence place and don't behave like this way. Brutal way, but till now the government did not listen and they behave very very brutally. And now again we expect that if the parties look deeply and see the situation, that where they are stand, where they have to stand, then they will where they have to natural should be stand, then they must come with us and they will make solidarity with us.
Okay, and so you're actually still planning to go to Berlin?
I tell you that we are here, all refugees are here in DGB building in München, and we wanted to stay here to continue our peace protest from here. We make many protests in different cities. We walk from Wolfsburg to Berlin. We make München protests before Berlin trip, Regensburg, different cities we make protests, hunger strike. Now we are here again for peaceful protest, and we will continue this peace protest till the acceptance of our application, till the finished residence place and stop deportation. We will continue this struggle till these brutal restrictions will not finish. We will continue this actions and this kind of struggles.
You call yourself non-citizens. Can you tell us something about that word?
Non-citizens or many citizens who are here, citizens who are who have the documents, they are the citizens like a passport, and they call citizens by other people's called by non-citizens. These are living in the Germany, but they did not accept as a citizen. That's why we speak that we all group all over the Germany are like a citizens, and that's why we are non-citizens. We don't have the rights which a citizen have, which a citizen have the benefits, and he can go anywhere freely. He can work anywhere. He can do what he wants. So we want such kind of rights. That's why we write that we don't have these rights, and they call us non-citizens.
How many are you by now? Because there were two different groups of refugees who had different routes, and how many are you now all in one who reached Munich?
We are around about this time around about 60 people are here, refugees. Thousands wanted to join us from different ways, but police did not allow to anybody to enter in this protest march. And some launderers, clearly on the official letter, they show that when the people ask for the permission to go in the protest march, which is their basic right, then some launderers officially said, write on their paper that if you will go in the protest march, your permission will be finished, but you can go all over the Germany, no problem. But in this case, you are not allowed to enter in the protest march. So this way they stop the refugees and they put pressure on Landrasam, Sushalam, all the departments, on the police, that stop the refugees to participate in the protest march. So this way, difficult for the refugees. And when refugees were looking at us, that police is beating us and hitting us, no care, anything, then refugees are so much afraid in the lagers and here also, especially here also, and difficult for them to participate. Otherwise, so much refugee wanted to participate with us. But till now, the police is checking in the trains and the bahnhofs, and they see if they see any foreigner, they stop and check and put them again in the lager and throw them back again and send in the trophies.
You are in the DGB office now. Has the DGB said anything? Anything in case of the refugee protest?
Yesterday we reached here in DGB office, and we are here. Yesterday, 3-4 times, who are responsible for only for this building, the women, they talk with us, and then they allow us in the presence of media that, okay, you can live here for next decision, which our big officers will make. So we are here, and today that's why we make a press conference, that in this press conference directly we speak to the DGB, that clear your position and tell us, and now we are waiting. We listen that they have some meetings, and after they will decide, so we are waiting that what they decide after their meeting.
Okay, and so if they're gonna or are they did I understood it right, that are they going to decide if you can stay longer?
I tell you that we are here in for peaceful protests. So our peaceful protests will be continued till our demands will be fulfilled by the government. We are here. We don't know how many days, how long, because this struggle is not from 1 or 2 days. This is from 1.5 years we started this struggle, and it is continued till now, and it will be continued. We don't know the days. So this struggle will be continued till the acceptance of our demands. But we are here, but we don't know that how long we are here, and authorities allow us, and they did not attack on us.
Okay, and did you have any other contact to people from Munich? Did people try to reach you in the DGB building?
Are you talking about the German peoples or our supporters, or which people you are asking, please?
Yeah, genau. For your supporters.
Yeah, the peoples are reaching here, our supporters are reaching here. They're giving us food and such kind of help, what they can do. They are reaching here. I tell you, yesterday, more than 1,000 people were in the protest march. So they are coming here again and again and asking different things, if you need anything. So they show their solidarity, how they can show. If anybody can write in the newspaper, he's writing. If anybody can speak, he's speaking for us. If anybody can work on the internet for the rights of refugees, he's working out there on the internet. How they can do, they are trying to show the solidarity with us everywhere and spreading this news to everywhere that these authorities are crushing against the United Nations Charter, how they are crushing these things and how these people are fighting and resisting for their rights.
Did you already hear of international feedback to your protest march?
Our website and other places, we find such kind of solidarity from some sites, and somebody calls like this way. But we are waiting for more, because yesterday we reached here, and yesterday was our first press conference, and today morning was our first press conference in Munich. So we'll see in the future what happens.
Okay, and till then you stay in Munich, and hope to stay in the DGB building.
Yes, we will. We think that this DGB office Why we come here? Because we think this organization is workers help organization, which is the lowest part. So we all think that we are also part of worker unions as worker unions. We are also inside. So we think that if we will come here, the politically they will allow us to stay here for basic political rights for us.
Okay. Maybe you heard of Hamburg. In Hamburg, there are about 300 refugees who are union members now.
You heard of them? They call themselves Lampedusa in Hamburg.
Excuse me, please.
There's a group of refugees in Hamburg here where we are with the radio station. They call themselves Lampedusa in Hamburg. And the DGB, so the trade union of Hamburg, they offered the refugees membership in the trade union.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's the way how they expressed their solidarity and gave them, somewhat.
This is very good. That's why I speak that thousands of people are calling us and they are coming here in Munich when they close the gates and we don't have food inside. Yesterday, they did not let us food little time to bring inside. Then we speak to the people that come and then people come. And that's why I speak that the people are working. And I speak to all the people of the Germany and everywhere that help all these refugees which are fighting for their basic human. Only they want to play a active role in the society, positive active role, like a normal man go on the job and work and pay and taxes and go in normal life we wanted to spend, but the government wanted to make us beggars. They wanted to make us prisoners. They force us they wanted to put us in the wall. And they wanted to make a bulldog wall between the citizens and non-citizens, between the refugees and the German people. That's why yesterday they make in the press conference statement, Herman, that citizens have the human rights, only German citizens have the human rights. Other don't have. This shows the racist behavior of group and the government, that how they define the basic human rights which written in the United Nations. So that's why I speak to all the peoples, please show their solidarity and come out. They wanted to keep you prisoner. They wanted to put you in lagers, and they are destroying your life. That's why they want to keep you there. They don't care and they behave you very bad. And if you will come out, I speak to the refugees, if you will come out, fight for your rights peacefully, this is only the way. This is only the way that you can get your right, because people don't know about you. The government is giving wrong statements about you. They are spreading wrong ideas against you, that these people are such kind of people, this. That's why they keep you in small places, in jungles, in the forest. They don't want to show that what we are doing with these people. So the clear situation is not coming out. I tell to all the people that come and for the solidarity, how you can show. If you can write, you write. If you can speak, you speak. So this is very good, which I listened that in Hamburg they started like this way.
Yeah, okay, for now, if you don't have anything more to say, we are very grateful for you spending your time on giving us that interview, and I can only speak for me, but I'm very impressed by how much power and energy you spend on your actions. So, if you don't want...
You can see that we are fighting like a person fight for his life. In the last days, we were in Rindermarks, and we 8 days we did not eat and did not drink anything, and only 3 days first we drink water. And you can imagine that a person who is not eating from 8 days, we fell down unconsciousness, we go, but we continue this. Why we are doing this one? Why we are walking in the rain in very difficult position, and police is hitting us brutally, and why we are going? Because our life is very terrible in these lagers. The government, by planning, by thinking, they make this life this way. That's why we rejected all these kind of decision, and we come out. All the difficulties we are facing, all bad weather and all the bad behavior of the government we are facing, but we are in the street. For many months we are sleeping inside the streets, and sometime in the raining, sometime in the sun, sometime on the stones, sometime we don't have blankets for us, sometime we don't have food for us. But we are fighting, and that's why I speak that everybody should to come. And just we are asking our basic human right. Please accept our asylum applications and give us right to play a positive role in the society.
Yes. So yeah, thank you for these words, and we of course support we support what you ask for, and yes, we wish you.
I wanted to thankful to all the media and all the peoples who are supporting the basic human rights and show solidarity with us. I thank all of the peoples and the refugees and other organizations and departments who are coming and helping us. Thank you very much for everybody.
Yeah, thank you too. And we are going to upload your interview on our homepage, which is fsk-hh@org. And yeah, if you want to, you can download it there. And we hope it will be spread all over Germany to support you.
Yes, it is also good. And you also can send our refugees struggle for freedom site on your site, and if you will send this address, your radio address, on my mobile number, then I can open and we will reconnect.
Yeah. Okay, we will do that.
Thank you very much.
Then goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.